and going to bring us our reading.
Chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 16. These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them, because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Right, let's unpack some of that. This is the second in the trilogy, which will be a resource to help you to approach the Seek in the Spirit initiative which we have, and to get to work on the feedback sheets that you have been given, and hopefully now in a good place for you to access them and to keep it in your mind, in your heart, as you do that task of seeking the Spirit. So if you miss one of the trilogy, you can go online and you can look at it there, and you'll be able to catch up on what we're doing. If at any stage you think, oh, I didn't opt in, I didn't say I wanted to be part of it, but I would really, all you do is you go up to Nick and you say, Nick, can I have one, please? And he'll give it to you. So it's as simple as that. So today we're going to think about how we listen together. Can imagine you're in a church group meeting to make a decision, and they need to make a decision on whether or not to build some new toilets. And in the meeting, a person stands up and boldly says, build, build, says the Lord. We must build toilets to the glory of God. And then sits down. What do you do? I mean, if God did speak through a person, surely that's the way God would speak. Yes? It sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds almost biblical. And it might be right. It might be spot on. Or just a moment that they had, and they'll get over it sort of thing. How do you discern that there's something that you think is from the Lord or not? Well, we can start off a nice, simple way. It says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And that's God's word to the people there, and that church there, and to us now, as to how to deal with people saying all sorts of things, saying this is from God. How do we know? And these are false prophets. Beware of them. Test them. But we're often not dealing with false prophets, are we? This is the extreme case. What we're often distinguishing between is something which is from God and something which is just mistaken, just not quite on the money, or miles away, just an opinion. So how do we deal with that? How do we discern? Well, first of all, the Lord does speak through his Spirit. We have a God who wants to communicate with us. God who wants to communicate with us and do it in a way which it doesn't involve a big voice with all the air around vibrating with the sound of the voice of God. How does God do it? God can't come to us now in person. We do have a God who wants to communicate with us, who wants us to know him. God who is understandable. And a way God often uses is to communicate, well, through people, through other people, through a group of people, God communicates. In that passage that Rob just read to us, it says this in verse 13, "This is what we speak, not with words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words." So, we have to discern, is what we're coming up with something which is wisdom from God? It's not easy to distinguish if it's wisdom from God. After all, something comes into your mind, where's that come from? After all, we must be honest and say that in our mind there's all sorts of things going on. I wonder what's in your mind right now. I wonder what you're really thinking about. Oh, don't tell me, because it could be quite frightening. It could be you're thinking about Sunday lunch. Maybe you're thinking about family and people. Romance, it's been Valentine's this week. Maybe you're thinking about the problem in the house, the damp. You've got the mould as well. Have you got the black mould? Oh, it happens anyway. Yeah, well, exactly. Might be thinking about football and the match this afternoon. Are you thinking about your hobby, a craft activity or something? Or are you just sort of actually, your mind's still browsing around like your phone does and you're just thinking of anything that comes along? I mean, there's lots of stuff in our minds, isn't there? And it's not all junk. Some of that needs thinking about. Sometimes our minds need to have that sort of just let things happen, don't force it. For God to speak to us in our minds, into our spirits, there's a lot of clutter there. And what God is saying, unless God takes over your mind, I don't think God does, then we're going to have to be very careful to look out for it, because it easily gets missed. So what comes out of us then, and what we come up with, and what we come up with on the Seeking the Spirit, it's going to be a mix of stuff. We would expect that if there's something which is from the Lord, it's going to be stirred in with all the other stuff that goes through our mind. It is going to be a good old mix. So don't be surprised, and don't be hard on yourself. You think, surely this isn't from the Lord. It might be. I've got an idea. I think that might be just an idea. That's fine. We know that it's going to be a mix of you and your stuff. And within that, there might well be something of the Lord. And it's going to take time. So there you are, trying to work out. What is God saying? Well, you can just jot stuff down. You can cross things out. You can modify it. You can get another sheet and add bits to it. But your two sides there, there's a space to do some scribbling, some thinking, draw a few diagrams. And through it all, there's going to be something of the wisdom of God. Wow. It might take a time to discern. Something of the wisdom of God. And it is going to take time. That's why I called it last week slow wisdom. Slow wisdom as we sift out all the Sunday lunches, black mold, and thinking about that, and thinking about sport and everything. Sift that out. Let it sift out gradually. Maybe we'll come to an appreciation of that wisdom that comes from the Lord. And we do that first of all on our own, and eventually we'll do it together to discern what is from the Lord. Thing is, are you praying at this stage, as you're thinking about it, are you praying about it? Are you bringing it to God? Are you seeking Him? It's the work of His Spirit that you want to hear. Are you asking God to help you to discern His wisdom? Are you asking God to let the things that are your, just your thoughts, those, there's nothing wrong with them, but just your thoughts, slip away and be modified, crossed out, changed? Are you seeking the Lord and praying that He will guide you? Well, there's all sorts of things that can get in the way of this. And we're going to be in the process of trying to tweak it. How do we find out? Well, I think seeking God's Spirit is going to be like operating the mixing desk. And those things which are us, we're going to have to try and quieten them down and put the sliders down to the bottom so it's not quite as loud, so that the things of God come through. We've got to reduce the noise. There are some things that we can actively work to wind down. Sometimes we have our own particular area of interest. It's our thing. And it tends to shout louder and the sliders quite high. Now, don't exclude it, because it might be the thing through which the wisdom of God comes, the guidance of God comes. But it might be a particular style of church which you want to push forward, and that's your thing. You might have a particular interest, the situation in Israel or something like that, and whether that is a foretaste of the Lord's coming. That might be your thing, and it might dominate your thinking, and you might be right. But if it's your thing, you might also need to be aware that you need to turn the slider down. It might be you've got a particular project. Think there ought to be coffee mornings or something, and that's the way forward. Everything is all about coffee mornings, and if it's your thing, just be aware of that. That might cloud out other things. Your own opinions will be, God could speak through your opinions, things that you really want to say. But what we're doing is, when the Seeking the Spirit initiative is not like a TripAdvisor feedback form, where we're going to rate the church in stars, what we could do to make it more like what I want. It's not a survey of how things are going and what irks you. Now, there might be within that something which is the prompting of the Spirit and the conviction of the Spirit, and that's a different level. But it's not just about what irks you. It's a very, very different forum for that sort of thing. So seek the Lord on that. Some people have expressed a bit of disquiet about the fact that your names are at the top. Well, that actually just helps us to hand them out, make sure everyone's got their copy. If you want to hand it back anonymously, cut the name off. Okay? Feel free to do that. Other than that, just don't worry about the fact that your name's on the top. This is what's coming from the Lord, and we're going to discern what He is saying. Another thing that might be the slider too high up is something which is your own gripe, something which you've been wanting to say for years because it's annoyed you each week, and we've never done it. Again, that might be from the Lord. Don't dismiss it, but beware that it might be something which is shouting a bit too loud, which is your stuff. Your clutter. We've all got it. All right? Something which we just wish happened, but it's actually not that important. A trivial thing that I like, and you're going to think this is trivial, but it's important in its own ways, is that when we put these square tables out and we have two together, that we line up the grain on the tables. Now, at Kilts each week, I sometimes have to go and correct them and get the grains all lined up so that it looks good. I think we'll find those. Oh, we haven't got the second table there, but there's two tables there. I will line them up. It just irks me when they're not lined up. Why don't people line up grains? I think it could be a little bit. It's also a thing of beauty. Lining up your grains is a thing of beauty in the work that you do. Not that important, is it? No. So this, when you're thinking about what God is saying, just be aware of those things that are our irks, and we give them the correct level. On the sliders, my irk about that, right down the bottom. It's me. It's a thing. That's okay. That will help the Lord's speaking to us be all the more louder and obvious. So, what we're doing is just so much bigger than that. It's so much bigger. As the Apostle Paul says, it's explaining spiritual reality. It's the spiritual reality of where we are as a church before God and what he is saying. What are we after? Well, Paul says, look, we have the mind of Christ. And you're going, you're kidding. We? Me? Well, no, not you on your own. We. Not the hierarchy. Not those who should know better. Those who know their Bibles well. Those who've been to Bible college. Those who are the leaders. Those who are the elected leaders. No. We have the mind of Christ, the body of Christ. This is, as I said last week, this is where the Baptist model of church helps so much because it recognizes we have the mind of Christ and we have a forum where we're used to coming together and taking those decisions together as a whole church. In verse 12, chapter 2. Apostle Paul says, what we have received is the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. God wants to speak to us. God has given us his Spirit. We don't have to badger God. God wants to speak to us. And you can each receive something from the Lord. And as you scribble things in your feedback sheet, as you modify things, you say, oh, I can't put that into words, and it goes on there. You think, I've got nothing to offer, really, have I? Well, the Lord freely wants to speak to us, and those particular things which are his wisdom, it could be you. And if you decide, oh, I'm not really going to, I'll leave it to others, the Lord might want to say, no, I want to prove that I can use anyone. I want to show that I can use anyone. You. Well, not me. I've got no. Yes, you. It could be you who has that particular insight. Or another one who can agree with others, and you can see that agreement generally throughout the body. Could be you, your contribution. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things. But such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, no, from God. So join in making judgments, making evaluations about what's going well at KCBC, what pleases the Lord, what displeases the Lord. When I put that question in, which comes from the book of Revelation, I thought, it's quite stark, isn't it? We can say what things are not quite right. But what displeases the Lord? Can we really displease the Lord? I think we can without knowing. We don't reflect on it. What displeases the Lord? Let's discern that. And what steps can we take of putting things on a better footing? Where does God want us to put that effort? And what are the promises of Jesus at this time? And we need to know that to encourage us forward, to grasp onto what God has for us. What are his particular promises? And we bring them before God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we ask God that he'll help us to discern so that we may have the mind of Christ. Seek the mind of Christ. Let's worship together.